Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, to Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the show where we talk, and the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in the last two Mishnayos of the entire parak, of the entire Pirkei Avos, of the entire season. Season 5 here with the Sfarno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz, God willing. We're going to take our big summer hiatus. We'll go on our merry way and hope that you have a wonderful summer vacation. God willing, we'll come back with the school year, hopefully with a new commentary once we decide on which one to use for the new season. Let's look at Perek Vav Mishnah Chet, Chapter 6, Paragraph 8, a fascinating story that a sage talks about, that a chacham talks about in his own life. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma says, Pam achas hayisi mahalech baderech. One time I was walking on the road. Upaga bi adam echad. A certain man met me. V'nasan li shalom. And he extended to me greeting. That itself is a wonderful lesson. We learned earlier in Pirkei Avos that anytime someone is walking, you should be the first one to greet him. I believe Rav Yochanan said that in the Talmud. You have to greet each person with a smile, with a pleasant countenance, and a pleasant greeting. And here, they actually did that. When he's walking on the way, he extended greeting, and hopefully the person extended back. Nasan li shalom, v'hechazar to lo shalom. He greeted me, and I returned his greeting. Really, you should be the one to greet first. Amar li, he said to me, Rabbi me'ezim akum ata, Rabbi, from what place are you? Where do you come from? Amar tilo, I said to him, Me'ir gadola shel chachamim v'shel soframani. I come from a great city of scholars and sages. Amar li, he says to me, Rabbi ritzon chashet tadori manu b'mekomenu v'anin etein lecha. Aleph alafim dinere zahav avanim tovos margolios. Would you be willing to live with us in our place? I would give you thousands upon thousands of golden dinars, precious stones, and pearls. I'll give you all the money in the world to come live with us, to come guide us, to come be our rabbi. Amar tilo, I said back to him, Ata nosein li kol hakesef, v'zahav avanim tovos, umargolios sheba olam. Even if you were to give me all the silver and gold, precious stones and pearls in the whole world, any dar ella b'makom Torah, I would only dwell in a place of Torah. I would dwell nowhere but in a place of Torah. V'chein kasev v'sefer tehillim. Al yedei David melech Yisrael. And it's also written in the book of Psalms, in the book of Tehillim by David, King David, melech Yisrael, the king of Israel. What did he say? Tov li toras picha me'alfei zahav v'chesev. Tov li toras picha me'alfei zahav v'chesev. Tov li toras picha me'alfei zahav v'chesev. Very famous song also. David says in Tehillim, I prefer the Torah of your mouth above thousands in gold and silver. Velo od, and not only that, Ela Shebishas Pitiraso Shel Adam. At a time when a man departs from this world, we talk about this often on all the shows. Ein Malavin lo la Adam lo Kesef lo Zahav lo Avanim Tovos Margolios. After 120 years, we should be zochem. Silver, gold, precious stones, nor pearls. None of those will escort him into the next world. What does escort a person? Ela Torah. Umasin tovim bilvad. Only the Torah you learn, the good deeds you do, the reputation you get for yourself. Only that. Shenemar, as it says, Behes halechecha tanche osach. When you walk, it shall guide you. Bishach becha tishmor alecha. When you lie down, it shall guard you. V'hakitzosa hi sisichecha. And when you go, when you lie down, it shall guard you. And the grave, when you awake, it shall speak on your behalf. B'hisalecha tancha osach ba'ola hazeh. When you guide you, and it will be with you in this world. When you lie down, it shall guard you in the grave in this world. It will guide you when you walk. It shall guide you, excuse me, in this world. When you will lie down, it shall guard you in the grave. And when you will awake, it shall speak on your behalf. This is the world to come. V'omer, and it says, Li ha-kesef, li ha-zahav, nu'um, Adonai tzivaos. Mine is the silver, and mine is the gold, says Hashem, Master of Legions. Because in the end of the day, nothing is ours. Hashem owns everything. Hashem gives it to us just to be a guardian, to be a shomer over the items. Understand and remember that in this world, it's the world to gain the mitzvos, to gain the Torah, to gain the chesed. Don't waste it on gaining silver and gold and stones and pearls and houses and cars. That doesn't come with you. What a waste of life. What a waste of time to only gather in those things. That doesn't come with you anyway. Physicality does not come. Spirituality does come. Use your time wisely. What a beautiful Mishnah to almost end Pirkei Avos on, to teach us, even when you're walking on the way and you greet at one another, someone invites you to live in a city that doesn't have Torah, but you live in a city that has a lot of Torah. You can't leave that city of Torah to go to that city that doesn't have Torah. But what about the fact that they need Torah scholars? So yes, there has to be yeshivot, there has to be bate kenesiyot, there has to be bate midrashiyot, there has to be rabbis and whatnot in that town to make it not a desolate town. But if this person is already living in a town of Torah and a town of scholars, don't exile yourself a place away from Torah. The Sforno points out that only Torah study and good deeds escort a person when he departs this world, and these can only be fully attained in the company of those who grasp the Torah and occupy themselves with Torah and good deeds. This is so because in their company, one will increase his knowledge of Torah and train himself to habitually perform good deeds in the same manner as they. Also, when he does good for others, it will be on behalf of people who are worthy to be the recipients of his good deeds. The Tana brings proof that the Torah accompanies a person when he departs from this world from the Pasuk B'shach B'cha Tishmor Lecha. When you lie down, it shall guard you from Mishlei, meaning you will suffer no pain in the grave. And he brings proof that gold and silver are unimportant in comparison to the Torah from David, who experienced both. For although King David HaMelech enjoyed great wealth, he said, Tovli Torah Spicha Me'alfei Zahav HaKesef. I prefer the Torah of your mouth more than thousands in gold and silver. And he brings proof that it is improper to use silver and gold. It is not necessary in this transitory life from the Pasuk in Chagai, Li HaKesef Eli Hazav Num Hashem Tzivaos. Mine is the silver, mine is the gold, says Hashem, Master of Legions, unless it be for the honor of Hashem, blessed is he. Use honor, use kavod to bring honor to other people, to bring honor to Hashem and to the Torah. Use wealth, if you're blessed with it, for only good things, for supporting people, for giving tzedakah, for being involved in Torah institutions and being involved in Torah endeavors. The Sforno points out, in the notes they point out, actually, the Sforno explains why Rabbi Yossi declined the invitation extended to him to dwell in a community which he assumed was devoid of Torah. Since man's mission and purpose in life is to attain Torah, perform good deeds, could not Rabbi Yossi have done so in any community? Nonetheless, he believed that he could not realize perfection in his Torah study without the intellectual stimulation of others and the opportunity to learn from other scholars. The same is true regarding good deeds, for only in the environment of a good society will one habitually do good deeds. The Sforno also adds that even when doing good for others, it is proper to do so only on behalf of those who deserve to be the recipients of these good deeds. Regarding the value of gold and silver as compared to Torah, the Sforno points out that the proof pasuk cited by Rabbi Yossi is selected most carefully. A person who has never been wealthy has no way of judging the relative value and worth of Torah compared to riches. That is why proof is brought from David HaMelech, King David, who possessed both and has the credibility to attest to the superiority of Torah. The Sforno also interprets the verse from Chagai as an admonition not to use one's excess wealth for frivolous and mundane purposes, since gold and silver are not really his to do with as he sees fit. Rather, they are Hashem's, and as such should only be used for his honor and his glory. Understand well, in this world, we're supposed to use it to attain mitzvahs, to attain Torah, to attain chesed. Live in a community, live in a society, live in a culture, live in a town, in a neighborhood that you're surrounded by Torah, you're surrounded by chesed, you're surrounded by mitzvahs, and you do good things. When you're walking on the way through this life, make sure to claim some things for yourself of mitzvahs, Torah, and chesed. Don't worry about the physicality. Don't pursue the materialism. Only go for the spirituality, and hopefully your days and the days of those around you will be uplifted for the better in all different ways. Join us next time as we complete Emir Tashem Pirkei Avos here on season 5 of the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.